Don't you worry about a thing. You know me. I'll take care of her. Aight, you have a good trip. Yeah, give us a call when you land. Take care. Now, what do we have here? You're a sweet little thing, aren't you? Would you remind me your name? It's cute. And it suits you. Here, take a seat. Let's just have a little chat. I know he's already talked you through this, and we've spoken on the phone, but I like to do this first bit face to face. It just helps to make sure we don't suffer any miscommunication. All right, sweetheart? Good. You know, when your Dom called me about this business trip he had to go on, I wasn't surprised. His job is ridiculously mobile. I'm almost envious. But then again, it does have its downsides. Well, like having to leave you, for one. I don't know. It's strange to me that bringing your significant other on a business trip is considered unprofessional, but I digress. To be honest, I'm surprised it took this long. It has been quite a while since the last trip. Now, I know this must be strange, and maybe even a little bit scary for you, but I assure you, I am a professional. I specialize in, well, basically being a service dom. I'm what my clients need me to be, and by extension, what their subs need me to be. Do you have any questions so far? Mm-hmm. Well, as you know, you don't have to be here all the time. I have everything available that your dom did for these very specific purposes, and anything else you might want. But this, it's a situation where a lot of the choices are in your hands. That's right. I'm here, not as a replacement, but as a source of comfort and stability while he's away. So, yeah, it means you can come and go whenever you like, even spend the night if you want to. Not necessarily how you're thinking, although I do offer full services, and your dom paid for the best. But what I meant was, you can take the guest bedroom, the couch, or even my bed if you feel like it. I know a lot of subs feel comforted just by having someone present, or available. Again, I'm here for you. So, from the rundown he's given me, your relationship is still relatively new. He's made it clear that you thrive under a gentle hand and a firm voice. And, luckily for you, your Dom and I have been good friends for quite a long time. I know his style. And I know he's told me quite a bit about you. So, while you're here, while you're taking advantage of my services, you will address me as Miss. And in turn, I get to call you Baby Girl, along with any other pet names you're used to. Is that all right, sweetheart? Good girl. I think we'll get along just fine. Now, because this is the first time he's leaving you in my care, I find it's always a good icebreaker to talk about our expectations for each other. Nothing big, just a 20 questions kind of situation. You can relax. It's not an interview. More of us getting acquainted in the month your Dom is away. You up for it? Good. So, from what I understand, this is your first time using a service like this. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's not a problem at all. It's always nice to introduce a member of our community to alternative ways to ride out long absences. I know. I know how hard it is for couples, especially ones so early in their relationship, to be apart for long, but that's why I'm here. Me? Oh, I've been doing this for a long time. Enough to have seen almost everything. It's really a privilege to be trusted with a sub's well-being, and I take that privilege very seriously. Now, more about you. How familiar are you with BDSM in general? In your opinion. That's fine. Personally, I find there's always something new in the community. Hard to keep track. But the things you do know, you're comfortable with? Perfect. Now, as previously discussed, you and your Dom had put together a list. And I'd like to go through a bit of that with you, just to confirm some things. I see here you have 3 hard limits. Is that correct? Would you list them for me? Okay. Of course. I'm not in the business of pushing boundaries that aren't mine. And your Dom has made it quite clear that I should adhere to your comfort level. Well, it is different for some dynamics, but not everyone wants to be pushed beyond their limits. Then again, I'm here to adjust to you, not the other way around. So, you don't have to worry about it. Moving on. This is your safe word. Would you say it for me, please? Good girl. Just like with your Dom, or with any Dom you have in the future, don't be afraid to speak up. This phrase is set to keep things safe and fun for both of us, and you will use it whenever you need a check-in or just to stop in general. Do you understand? All right. Good. Speaking of check-ins, you seem just a tad bit nervous. Are you? Okay. Let's speak candidly just for a second. You wanted this, right? I know you discussed it with him, and I trust his judgment, but I want to make sure this is something you chose for yourself, too. Yeah. Just jittery? I get it. Even things we want make us nervous sometimes. Well, in that case, what was something he did that calmed you down? And he would have you kneel? Where? Under his desk, And he would just work while you knelt between his legs? For how long? Oh, until he finished working. And would you have his cock in your mouth? And this was relaxing for you? Hey, that's okay. This is a safe space for you. No shame allowed here. Unless it's what you want. And I totally get it. Oral fixation and all that. It keeps your mouth busy and your mind quiet. Is your mind a little loud right now? Okay. Then, do you want to show me how you do it? Good girl. So eager to please. I like that in a sub. Shall we? No desk for now, but we can make do with the couch. I have cushions on the side there for your knees. Feel free to grab one. Yeah, any of them. Good choice. Now, come here. Yeah, right in front of me. Yes, you may. Go ahead and kneel. Good girl. I gotta say, for such a new relationship, he trained you well. That's it. Get settled, sweetheart. You're gorgeous, you know that? Such pretty eyes. Soft lips, too. Oh, you're welcome, baby girl. Yes, you may touch me. Look at you. So polite. Is this what you do for him? You feel up his legs and wait for permission to do anything else? I'd expect nothing less. This is nice. And you do look calmer. I guess it's more your lane, isn't it? Yes, you may push up my skirt. Here, I'll help you get this off. There we go. Thanks, baby. Your hair's so soft. Good for pulling. You'd like that, wouldn't you? Go on. Just do what you do with him. I know I don't exactly have the same equipment, but I've been informed that's not an issue. Fuck. You look so sweet between my legs. Such a pretty girl. That's good. Fuck. Oh, you're good at that. Oh, fuck your tongue. That's it. I knew you'd be incredible. Your dom is the meticulous type. He only wants the best. And when he gets what he wants, he treats them well. Oh, fuck, you're perfect. You are well trained. Such a good girl. Yes, you may touch yourself. There you go. You've been so sweet. It's the least you deserve for now. You make such cute sounds. Does that feel good? Rubbing yourself over your clothes. That's right. Because you didn't ask me if you could undo your pants. You keep surprising me in such pleasant ways. Go on, grind into your hand. Good girl. Oh, that's enough. That's enough for now, sweetheart. Come here. He said you were affectionate. Obedient, too. You didn't even hesitate to stop. And for that, I think you deserve a reward. What do you think? Here, sit between my legs. Back to me. Lean in. Good girl. You know what else your dom told me? He said you're a sucker for a reach around. Do you want that? Oh, does baby want to come on my fingers? Oh, you're too cute. I could get used to this. I already know I'll be so upset when I have to give you back, but I guess it's good enough to know you'll be returning to good hands. Right? Speaking of hands. Come on, baby girl. Let's undo these pants. Slide my hands in. There we go. Looks like you're already pretty worked up. Yeah? Is that for me? Thank you, baby. There you go. Let Miss make you feel good. That's it. Relax. I'll take care of you. How's that pressure on your clit? Good girl. These little moans are really the sweetest thing. Mia, don't be shy. Let it out. See, I'm also good at what I do. And I'll consider it a compliment. There we go. Tell me how good it feels. My fingers sliding over you. Rubbing just the right way. You like being teased, don't you? Like that. These little circles. Oh, sweetheart, I've been in the business long enough to know all the ins and outs. More of the outs in this case, but hey, we have time. We can explore anything you like. That list was quite extensive, and I can't wait to see you through it. But for now, I want you to buck up into my hands. Oh, good, just like that. Oh, you sweet thing, you adorable baby girl. Who wouldn't want to take care of you like this? Oh, sit you down in their lap and make you squirm. Oh, you're so desperate to come. I know. Sensitive. And just the perfect level of responsive, too. That's it. He told me it's been a bit since you came, so I can only imagine how much you want to. Would you do it for me? Come on, good girl. Don't you want to spill all over my hands? Let me hold you while you grind into my fingers. Wouldn't that be so good? Oh, baby. Thank you for asking. Yes, you may come. That's it. Roll your hips. Oh, good. Lean back closer. Let's get you right on that edge. There we are. That's it. Oh, aren't you just precious? Come on, baby. Come on, baby girl. Come for me. Let me hear you. Come. Come for Miss. Good girl. Good. That's right. Slow down. Oh, such a sweet girl. You're welcome. See? I knew we'd get along. Oh, my hands? What about them? You wanna... You really do manage to surprise me. Thanks for cleaning off my hands, baby. Look at you, sweet thing. All drowsy after coming for me so nice. It has been kind of a long day. How about this? We can take a quick nap. And then we'll chat some more. And I'll make us dinner. Alright. Sounds good. It is a bit chilly. Luckily, I keep a throw blanket on the couch just for this reason. Here, lie down, sweetheart. I'll get us nice and covered up. Warm and snug. Well, aren't we a cuddle bug? You really are absolutely adorable. Comfy? Good. Now, baby girl, close your eyes.